Hello there, I'm Deck Chair. You're very welcome to Rewind Radio, the spirit of the 70s. Thanks for joining me. You're listening to RadioActiveInternational.org, a little bit of 70s rock and pop with you for the next 60 minutes or so. Don't forget, if you'd like to say hello, get in touch with the show by emailing rewind70s@gmail.com. That's rewind70s@gmail.com. Later on, we'll have another look at a lost album of the 70s, but in the meantime, you never know who you'll hear on this show. Are you ready, Steve?
So hard living with the things you do to me. Oh, my dreams are getting so strange. I like to tell you everything I see. She's the passionate one.
Oh yeah, it's like lightning. Everybody was frightening, and the music was soothing, and they all started grooving. And the man at the back said, everyone attack, let me turn into a ballroom blitz. And the girl in the corner said, boy, I wanna want you, it'll turn into a ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz.
Something touching nothing's all I ever do. Oh, I softly call you over when you feel there's nothing left in you. Uh-huh.
Now the man in the back is ready to crack as he raises his hands to the sky. And the girl in the corner is everyone's fun. She could kill you with a wink of her eye. Oh, yeah, it was electric.
Done it all. You've broken every
There's nothing left, all gone and run away. Maybe you'll tarry for a while. It's just a test, a game for us to play. Win or lose, it's hard to smile.
In the Cockney Rebel there. I can still picture that video on top of the Pops, the big chunky flying jacket with the big fur collar and all the rest of it. And before that, Ballroom Brits from the Suite. Now there's bits of that song that sound a little bit like the song from the Rocky Horror Show. What's that? The Time Warp. Anyway, where are you off to next? Oh yeah, we're off to the dive, the Devil's Gate Dive.
Hey, y'all wanna go down to Devil's Gate Drive?
Welcome to the dive.
A one, a two, a one, two, three.
Hey! 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 Hey
More Time for Susie, indeed. That song just screams Black Leather Trousers, doesn't it? Written and produced by Nicky Chinn and Mike Chapman, together known as, wait for this, Chinny Chap, the Chinny Chap writing and production team. And that was their second of two consecutive number ones. Their first number one was Tiger Feet's Mud, or did it way around even, Mud's Tiger Feet.
Music turns her on and on,
on and on.
and talking to yourself. The disco queen is away somewhere else. You think you're bopping with yourself. Disco queen is high. She don't need no man to give her satisfaction. All she needs is a guitar playing high. Don't need no sweet talking man. Tell her how much he loves her. Break her heart, leave her alone to cry. Yeah, yeah, music is a lover.
Disco queen, disco queen.
Music turns her on and off. Music is a lover. Music turns her on and off.
Disco queen, disco queen.
Stevie Wonder kind of bass or brass section, I should say. That's Errol Brown, Hot Chocolate, with a song called Disco Queen, You Sexy Thing, Errol Brown. He's, of course, still touring, and one of his other big hits, Everyone's a Winner, Babe, featured in Anchorman 2. Now, next up, two of the most unmistakable intros of the 70s here on Radioactive International. A very young Jerry Rafferty and Joe Egan there performing Stuck in the Middle with You while they were with Steeler's Wheel. That song inspired by a real occasion where Rafferty and Egan were out for dinner with two record producer, record executive types who were conducting business across the pair of them. And of course in 1992, Stuck in the Middle with You was used in Quentin Tarantino's debut at Reservoir Dogs. And of course after a huge solo hit back in 1978, unfortunately Jerry Rafferty's no longer with us, passed away on the 4th of January 2011. Phil Lynott actually passed away on the 4th of January as well, believe it or not. His death a lot earlier, back in 1986. Right, what's next?
Ain't nobody know when you're acting right or wrong. No one
Really is great to hear that again. That was a British pub band called The Motors, who released that back in 1970. It got as far as number 4 in the charts. I love that. It's like the little bit of angst, I suppose. Before that, Tom Robinson, 2468 Motorway, written by himself, recorded by the Tom Robinson Band. But he wrote that song after he left Cafe Society, before he formed the Tom Robinson Band. And the idea was that he was gigging at the time with whoever was free on the night and wrote a song that was easy to learn, something that could be picked up in a couple of minutes. Now, a little bit of Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was Huey Flint and Tom McGinnis, McGinnis Flint, back in 1970 with a song called When I'm Dead and Gone. Now, there was also in that McGinnis Flint group, Benny Gallagher and Graham Lyle, who went on to record such classics as Breakaway, Heart on My Sleeve, etc., 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 as, of course, Gallagher and Lyle. You're listening to RadioactiveInternational.org. This is Rewind Radio, the spirit of the 70s. If you'd like to say hello, don't forget, get in touch with the show by emailing rewind70s@gmail.com. That's rewind70s@gmail.com. Next up, another one of those lost albums of the 70s. Here's an album called, or sorry, a couple of tracks from an album called Magnetic South by Mike Nesmith and the First National Band.
Me and my calico girlfriend starting a set of new rules, watching the stars as they drop in, making the nighttime a fool, wandering over a roadway, changing the signs of the times, looking for love and a new day, seeing with more than our eyes. Up to the top, taking the latch off the window, giving us more than we dropped. Me and my calico girlfriend suddenly stare at the face of time and its hope that we'll win, then softly drop out of the race. Time and its hope that we'll win, then softly drop out of the race.
I really hope you like that. That's featuring a couple of songs from Mike Nesmith's first solo album with the First National Band, an album called Magnetic South. Released, in fact, he recorded, was writing a lot of the music for that album before he actually left the Beatles, or not the Beatles, I beg your pardon, before he actually left the Monkees. In fact, he was recording and writing a lot of the songs for his second album as well, Loose Salute. But Magnetic South featured at number 143 in the Billboard charts, and a very, very early example of country rock. First up there we had Calico Girlfriend. The second song there, which I really like, the crippled line, a lovely line in that, although my path is planned, it's not rehearsed. There was also a single taken from the album, a single called Joanne, and that reached number 21 in the Billboard charts, but number 6 in the adult charts, and it was the highest placing ever for Mike Nesmith's solo career.
Joanne, and she lived in a meadow by a pond. And she touched me for a moment with a look that spoke to me of her sweet love. Felt for me. But staying with her and my little bit of wisdom broke down her desires like a light through a prism into yellows and blues and a tune that I could not have sung. Her name was Joanne, and she lived in a meadow by a pond. And she touched me for a moment with a look that spoke to me of her sweet love. A most hopeless situation for Joanne and the men and the time that made them both run. For Joanne and the men and the time that made them both run.
Magnetic South has 11 tracks in total. The first four were originally recorded by the Beatles, and there's only one track that I don't particularly like, one track called Hollywood. It's over 5 minutes long, tends to ramble a little bit for my liking. Maybe I'm just impatient. It sounds like a little bit like a poor Doors solo, but apart from that, I think the album's a fine collection of songs, a fine collection of singing. If you like that, you might be interested in another album called Movies of the Mind, and it's a forthcoming limited edition live album by Mike Nesmith, recorded towards the end of 2013 over a 2 month tour of the United States. They recorded every show and then put together the top, I think it's about 15 or 16 songs on it, together in one live LP. If you like it, you can pre-order it on VideoRanch3D.com. That's Mike Nesmith's website. And guess what? The first three songs, Calico Girlfriend, Nine Times Blue, and this one here, Little Red Rider. Funky.
up on the railroad, no one knows that little Miss Red is little Miss Blue, and she looks a lot like you around the eyes. Nobody was home in time. No, nobody was home in time. Nobody was home in the town I called home. Somebody said they all had drowned. Bye-bye, sweet kiss, give me one kiss and then I'll go. Bye-bye, sweet miss, give me one kiss, don't let it show. Then turn your brown eyes to the wall. Was that message there before? You were so wise. Give me one kiss and then I'll go. Bye-bye, sweet miss, give me one kiss, don't let it show. Then turn your brown eyes to the wall. Was that message there before? You were so wise.
This week's last album of the 70s, Magnetic South, Mike Nesbitt and the First National Band. And I suppose it's only right that we should play maybe a Monkey song after all that talk about the Monkees. Here's a song called For Pete's Sake with Mickey Dolenz on vocals. I'm afraid that's all we have time for this week. Thanks very much to the Monkees for closing the show. Hope you enjoyed the music here on Rewind Radio, the spirit of the 70s. This is RadioactiveInternational.org. If you'd like to say it out, don't forget you can get in touch with the show by emailing rewind70s@gmail.com. That's rewind70s@gmail.com. Hope to see you same time, same place next week for, well, more of the same.